This is Local Decision 2023. Thanks for joining us here on North Metro TV. And we're going to talk now with Kelly McClellan, running for Spring Lake Park School Board. It's a special election. She's right here in the House. And thanks for stopping by, Kelly. And let's start out with just a brief bio of yourself. Tell the viewers who you are and why you're running for this position.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Well, who I am is I'm Kelly McClellan, and I am a longtime resident of Spring Lake Park and a graduate of the high school. And I have lived in this community, enjoyed this community for most of my life, and got a lot of good stuff out of being part of the Spring Lake Park community. So after high school, I went off and saw the world for a few years, ultimately coming back where I've raised my family. I have two kids in 9th and 11th grade and a husband that also works locally as well. The reason that I'm running, though, and the thing that makes me passionate about this opportunity is I really want to help prepare the Spring Lake Park kids for the 21st century work and life. The world that we're living in now is ever-changing, and we need to prepare our kids not only for what's happening now, but what's going to happen in the future. And so I really look toward the opportunity to help them discover who they are, explore their interests, discover their strengths, and be able to find the thing that they are most passionate about so that when they leave Spring Lake Park, they are really successful in whatever they do in whatever place that they find themselves.
Yeah, and you do have the deep roots in Spring Lake Park, and you've certainly seen the district and the city change. The demographics are always evolving.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the fact that you're born and bred in Spring Lake Park, that helps you in this position?
I do. I think I can look at it from both where it's been and what I experienced when I was a student there, and also see the trajectory of where it's going. You know, the school district has evolved. It's much bigger than when I was there, and that brings on different opportunities and different things that we have to tackle. So I think it's both the opportunity to say, this is what our historical approach has been, but also where are we going to be innovative? Where are we going to try some new things? And where are we going to take our students to opportunities that they wouldn't get elsewhere?
So you currently oversee career development for MBA students at the U of M's Carlson School of Management. You work with companies in leadership and talent development programs. So you have a broad portfolio. Will that help you if you're elected to the school board?
Yeah, I like to think so. My whole background is about training and development and helping the individual and the teams reach their highest potential. And so I look at the experiences that I have at the college level in the higher ed space and what I see in those students now and how a student having a really good foundation impacts their opportunities on a go-forward basis. I also think I have a really good understanding about the learner's perspective, the learner experience, and so I want to take all of that and help contribute to what Spring Lake Park is already doing really well and hopefully offer some insight and offer some perspective that will help them continue to do better.
So all of these kids in the district, they're unique. They're like snowflakes,
yeah.
Right? No one's alike.
Right.
How do you find out where the potential is in, you know, all of them and tap into it and, you know, make them max out their potential?
One of the things I think that Spring Lake Park does really well is that every student has a plan. Every one of them, whether you're a high achiever, whether you have opportunities and you need additional help, the teachers are really vested, the district is very vested in making sure that they really understand every learner and that those experiences can be tailored to the individual. And that could mean accelerated classes, that could mean classes off campus, that can mean extra time with a reading specialist. It can go in all sorts of directions because we have such a handle on where that learner is.
Key core issues that you're focusing on, what are they?
What I think is really important in today's education experience is, in addition to reading and math and of course the foundation that we need, I also want to help create creative problem solvers, critical thinkers, communicators, and quite frankly collaborators. So keeping that those skill sets that are part of being successful in life are also what I want to see have what I want the children to have so that they can continue on past high school and do well.
How can Minnesota and specifically Spring Lake Park fix the achievement gap?
Boy, isn't that the $64,000
yeah.
question, right? Yeah. With the achievement gap, there is the opportunity to look at, going back to those individual learner plans, figuring out how we can cohort the students in order to give those individuals with opportunities the attention that they need. And that can look like a lot of different things. One of the things that I think is really innovative right now is the new science specialists that we are bringing into the elementary school. And that achievement gap and putting in, like, when you have a passionate teacher about science, then you're going to have passionate kids around science. And those types of innovative moments, I think, is going to overall help our achievement gap and give our students the advantage.
And when you drill down on the achievement gap, there's a gulf between students of color and white students. Yeah. How do we fix that? Because Minnesota prides itself on education, and yet this is a problem that needs to really be, they need to rewrite the script on this.
I think you can also answer that question coupled with some of the lingering effects of the pandemic too. And so the gaps that each student experienced in the grade that they were in during that year is an opportunity for us to get into the weeds on bringing everybody up to the par that we want them to be. You know, a recent meeting with the school board showed that, you know, the younger students have a better chance at getting caught up. And I think that when you talk about the achievement gap, that goes to how can we help those teachers in the younger grades get their students successful quickly so that that carries with them. So in that K3, K4 window, how much can we focus our resources on that core group so that as they grow through school, they have an opportunity to continue to be at the reading level that we need them to be at?
You know, everyone that I've talked to here on Local Decision 2023, when they're running for school board, the pandemic comes up.
Uh-huh.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're not even 4 years removed from
yeah.
it. What are the ripple effects, and how long will they linger? Because you hear different answers. Oh, it's
yeah.
in the rearview mirror, or no, we're still paying the price. Where do you land on that?
I think that's a fascinating study. I think the entire generation that is still in school now are all going to feel some version of the effects of the pandemic. So the fourth graders today that were in kindergarten or first grade, those are very specific issues to the eighth grader who is now a senior. And so tailoring each grade level along the way to recognize where they were at that point in time and reflecting back on what that year did to them and what that did to their learning is how I think we catch up with it. But I honestly think it's going to like flow through the entire system in one way, shape, or form until that last kid has graduated from high school.
Teacher shortage.
Yeah.
It's acute
yeah.
in Minnesota. How do you get more people to say, hey, that's what I want to do. I want to teach kids
mm-hmm.
and get into the classroom.
Mm-hmm. There's so many variables in that. One of them is I think smaller class sizes would help. When we have smaller class sizes, if we demand of our teachers that we want individual learning, then we have to give them the resources and the ability to do that individual learning. And so classes with 30 kids, 35 kids makes it really challenging yeah. and I think contributes to teacher burnout. It makes it harder. And if you have teacher burnout, then you get to that year three, year four, year five, and you don't have teachers sticking around. Well, now you're constantly filling the pipeline with teachers that don't have the experience that you're looking for. They have great other talents, but it's still going to take time for them to get their legs under them. And so I think smaller class sizes helps with that. I think looking at how we balance out their workday, you know, and give them the time to prep and give them the time to work with the students and keep up with all the things we're asking of them.
Do you think that teaching should be a more lucrative career? Should we compensate these people better?
I would love to compensate teachers more, but I think the reality is this is not a magic, you know, pot of gold at the
right.
end of the rainbow. So you can't just cross the board and say, yes, everybody has to get more paid. But I do think that they are a professionally paid profession, many of them with advanced degrees, and I think that their salaries should reflect that.
School safety, I mean, it's another one of these hot button
mm-hmm.
topics.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make sure that every kid, every teacher, every coach, anyone under the umbrella of academia, that they're safe?
Mm-hmm. So I look at safety as a twofold. One, I think there's the physical safety, and that's having the processes and the protocols in place in order to make sure that who's coming in and out of the building are the people that are supposed to be coming mm-hmm. in out of the building. Having a very good relationship with the local police department is also critical to that. And there's also the psychological safety. So once you're in the building, do you feel safe?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel the ability to not be bullied? Do you feel like you can be yourself? Do you feel included and valued and respected for who you are? And I think that is equally important, because that's a day in and day out experience for many kids, and that's something that we shouldn't let go.
And unfortunately, bullying has been a part of schools for decades, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now with social media, I think it's ramped up, it's escalated, right? There's so many ways things can happen via your phone or TikTok or mm-hmm. Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you have a social media viewpoint? Should there be a certain policy in place on how much should kids be consuming? You can't stop it. The horse is out of the barn, but what do you think on that?
Well, I think that the idea, we as the school can't necessarily control social media. Many of those kids have phones from age of 8, and so that's up to a partnership mm-hmm. with the parents and keeping people informed about what's a healthy behavior and what's a not healthy behavior. But we as the district don't necessarily have a say in that. I think bullying has taken a different version by going to social media, and I think it's taken the human out of it, because it's very easy to type out a mean statement or a mean intent and not see that person's hurt face or not feel what that does to the other human. And so being cognizant of that, I think, is something that people could be more aware of in general.
You have a couple of kids that go to Spring Lake Park High School.
Mm.
Can you lean into them a bit and kind of get that lay of the land? Because you can have these broad visions, but they're there, they live it, they're in the current generation. Does that help you in this quest?
Yeah, I do think it does. I think that the ability to have some, let's say, immediate feedback
yes.
for ideas and immediate feedback on if it's going to fly or not fly to a particular age level, I think is very useful. And I'm glad to have them as somebody to test things out on.
What kind of issues are you hearing potential voters talk about when you try to tell them you should be one of the school board members?
Mm. So it varies, because everybody has a child in a different grade or a different place in their journey. So a lot of it comes down to the kids being treated as an individual and the kids being able to be who they are regardless of the grade that they're in. So some parents have talked about bullying at the younger grades, some of the older kids feeling like they need some additional help, those types of things. It varies by the family. I also think that people are really tired of the tension of the school board level stuff that's happening and hits the news, and it makes for a great news bite, mm-hmm. but people are really weary of it and don't want that in their community. What they want is a cohesive school board that is focused on the kids and doing the things that are ultimately the right for the best amount of kids out there.
Parents' rights, curriculum,
yeah.
Your opinions on those things.
I think that Spring Lake Park is doing a great job on making their curriculum very transparent. If you have kids in the district, you are constantly getting emails from the teacher about what's happening in the classroom. You may not get every day, but you are getting almost weekly mm-hmm. updates. You're getting the opportunity to go to curriculum night and talk to the teachers directly about what their kids are learning in the school. And so Spring Lake Park's being very active in that, and I think that's the way to go.
All right. Tell the viewers why they should vote for you, Kelly McClellan.
Yeah. I think you should vote for me, because ultimately what I'm trying to do is focus on the kids. I'm trying to give them the greatest opportunities that they can do so that they have success when they leave Spring Lake Park. I think that looking at it from a standpoint of focusing on the gifts and talents that your kid has, working with the teachers and the parents so that everybody benefits, that just makes all of us stronger. Makes not only the kids immediately stronger, but us as a community stronger. And I'd be dedicated and focused on that agenda.
Is this a passion for you?
Absolutely. My entire career is on training and development. From the get-go, all I think about is how I can help somebody be better. So this is just in alignment with how I've been up to this point, and I just see it as another opportunity to give back and do more.
And when you see somebody down the road have success and you maybe had your fingerprints on it to some level, what's that like?
Yeah. I have students come back to me, I have clients come back to me, and there's no greater feeling of satisfaction, because it means that there's that ripple effect. It didn't just happen through that individual's experience, but now that individual is going to go out and do good things too. So I really think that that's at the heart of it, why I like to do the stuff that I do.
And finally, what do you think the biggest challenge you face would be if you're on the board?
I think what's going to be hard, you know, we didn't talk about it, but I think there is, it's good recognition that with the free lunches that are now going to be available at the state of Minnesota that had passed the legislation, that's going to make it challenging because up until this point, families that needed that, and that was up to 50% of families that either needed free or reduced lunch. That's a fairly big population in Spring Lake Park. I think the challenge is going to be they no longer have to fill out forms to get get the free lunch or the reduced lunch, but we need that data in order to serve them in other ways. And so I think a really big challenge is engaging that entire population in a way that doesn't necessarily attach stigma or attach any sort of negative consequences, but helps us help them. And I think that change in that process and policy is going to make us have to operate differently in order to still reach those students.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
Very good. She's Kelly McClellan, Spring Lake Park School Board, running in the special election. This is Local Decision 2023 here on North Metro TV.